Maybe like about, 6 inches, having it full. And they'd put a top on it then, where it couldn't rain in there. Mama would get ready to start making her soap. If they'd kill hogs, they'd kill hogs and the trimmings off the hogs and all that they cut out of them, and hang on a limb, and let it dry. And they'd, just before she'd get ready to start making her soap, she'd start pouring water on, just like pouring it over coffee, gonna make coffee.
Yes, sir.
She'd have her usually had an old wooden barrel cut off, made a tub out of it. I don't know whether you ever saw a tub made out of these old wooden barrels or not. There's one sitting by that gun in front of my boy's house.
Hmm.
It's like that. Have it sitting down there, and she'd always have something, cloth, something over that. And she called us around her ash hopper. They called it ash hopper.
Yes, sir.
And she'd do the pouring of the water on there herself. She'd pour it through there, and it'd run down, and she'd get a tub full of lye come out of the ashes. And she'd put it in a wash pot, we'd put a fire around it, and you didn't stir her soap either when it was cooking. She done the stirring herself.
Yeah, I'm particular about her.
Yeah, had a big long paddle made out of red oak or something. And, I may still have one of them old paddles out there. And, she'd stir that soap certain way. If you stirred it the wrong way, it wouldn't make soap the same.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, I don't know either, but that's what they thought.
Yes,
sir. They thought if you stirred the wrong way, it wouldn't make soap.
I wonder what you'd have.
But that'd make some of the best soap you ever saw. Is it clean clothes? And I've seen her. She put it in a stone, a big old stone jar then, an old churn or something. And you could cut that stuff in bars just like this old soap, what you buy, white soap you buy. It'd be just as white and pretty.
Hmm.
But it would lather, and it'd clean your hands or clothes.
That's pretty strong, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was pretty strong, but it wasn't strong enough to blister. Then
talking about the fireplace, what about that old black stuff that would stick to the side? Did you ever do anything with that?
A soot?
Yes, sir.
Oh, it would usually burn out. It would, there wouldn't be much stuck to it whenever you build a big fire in there. That's what it'd catch a fire sometime, burn plumb out the top.
Was that dangerous? About catching.
Well, yeah, it was dangerous, but you didn't hear of very many houses burning then. Of course, you didn't have no insurance to get hot. But I've known a lot of houses to catch fire, but they'd put them out, and get up there and pour water on them and put them out, took water from the spring or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You'd get out, blow a horn or ring a dinner bell, and you'd have help in just a little bit.
Hmm.
I got my granddaddy's old blowing horn in there he brought back from out of the war.
Hmm.
Everybody had a had a horn, and everybody knew the sound of your horn, too. They knew whose horn it was blowing.
Hmm.
My daddy used to